Allie and AJ make great pop songs. They also want to change the world by Paloma Kluger. For superfans of a musician, actor, or any celebrity, there's nothing like meeting the object of their fandom. At concert meet and greets, premium ticket holders get a chance before the show to shake the hand of the artist they are seeing perform live. Normally, this goes quickly. People say a quick hello, snap a picture for social media, and walk away in a matter of 15 seconds. But the atmosphere at a New York stop at Allie and AJ's Sanctuary tour is different. The sisters are unusually attentive to the assembled fans, having real conversations and spending time talking to each person. Part of that is just who they are. Part of that is that they're promoting more than their music on this tour, namely their supporting causes. Headcount, an organization that helps people register to vote, Project Heal, which aids people recovering from eating disorders, and the Trevor Project, which supports the LGBTQ community. Allie and AJ have been releasing killer pop songs for well over a decade. Now they're activating their fans to make the world a better place. The sisters, born Allison, Allie, and Amanda, AJ, Michalka, have been in the spotlight since the early 2000s, from their work on the Disney Channel and a deal with Hollywood Records, Disney's partnering record label. Their first album, Rush, was released in 2005, followed by two more albums with the label. After leaving the Disney fold, the girls continued acting. Allie now stars on the CW's iZombie, and AJ stars in the hit ABC show Schooled. On the music side, they set Allie and AJ aside for several years, briefly performing as the band 78 Violet. In 2017, the girls regrouped as Allie and AJ and put out an EP, 10 Years, titled for the decade since they'd last released music under that name. Their newest EP, Sanctuary, was released in May with a video for one of its songs, Star Maps, out June 12th. The name Sanctuary, after a song from the EP, was chosen carefully. It's not only a song for our fans, but I also know from the fans that we've met at the show that they feel like we are their sanctuary, explains Allie. AJ and I get a lot of peace and comfort and reassurance that this is what we're supposed to be doing because of the great energy that we get from the crowd. It's a way of speaking to the camaraderie in the crowd where fans save spots for new friends they've made while waiting for the show to start. Part of that comes from their commitment to their causes, which is an integral part of their public mission. Allie says Project Heal was introduced to us by a dear friend who is a survivor of struggling with an eating disorder and has been in recovery for years now. We were so touched by how vulnerable she was being about her story. They have since raised 108% of their goal to donate to Project Heal, which goes toward funding treatment-related expenses. If we can shine some light on it in some way, says Allie, maybe we can help save someone's life. They also began supporting an organization called Headcount, which helps register voters in the run-up to the 2018 election. Midterms were around the corner, AJ says. It was very important that Allie and I made sure our fans were ready to register to vote. If we even got like 10 people to register to vote, or even one, that's enough. The Trevor Project is more personal to them. Another close friend, YouTube personality and activist Raymond Braun, introduced them to the work the Trevor Project does around helping queer youth. We are huge LGBTQ allies, and so we wanted to team up with them and bring them out on the road this tour, Allie says. We were blown away by the fact that they had this hotline that was 24 hours accessible. The girls' support of LGBTQ issues has become so much a part of their work that some of their older songs have taken on new meaning for fans. Songs like Rush, Like Whoa, and No One from the mid-2000s are now viewed as gay empowerment songs, like a lyric from Rush, Be Every Color That You Are, that they now print on a T-shirt because the lyric has resonated so deeply with fans. The same is true of their newer song, Good Love, which was released last June during Pride Month. It's an amazing rapport we have with our fans, says AJ. When a song like Good Love starts, they kind of try and toss pride flags to us so we can use it on stage. Female empowerment was always a message in their music. One of their best-known songs from the 2000s is Potential Breakup Song, which is kind of a feminist song when you think about it, Ali says. It still feels very relevant today. In their new era, they're working with even weightier themes. Star Maps from Sanctuary was written about the hashtag MeToo movement. We wanted it to be a song that, when you listen to it, you wouldn't know it was necessarily written about that, that you could still enjoy the song and maybe see some other version of the story in your head, explains Ali. Still, their goal was to write a song that was clearly about this person who came with good intentions and was hopeful for the future and just got taken advantage of, and they were not at fault. It was the abuser's fault. Tackling subject matter like this is important to them because they hear often about how their openness has helped their fans to stay positive and even to stay alive. I'm always left speechless by it, Ali says. AJ and I just met someone a few shows ago who mentioned that she is here because of AJ and I, which is just incredible. Each show feels like a love letter. Every time we perform, we're getting so much back, says AJ. The love we're receiving from the fans is just as mega.